Saint Billy. One time over in Fort Qu'Appelle, I nearly wet my pants. See, I was walking up the hill when all the stars went kind of wiggly and the world turned black and white, and I was waiting in this room that was all stainless steel and marble, like I'd come for an appointment with some ritzy orthodontist with an office in the sky. This big voice, loud as thunder, told me, "God will see you now," and then these two big gold doors opened, and I saw him sitting at a fancy desk. He wore a bright white suit and had a shiny golden face, and both his hands were likewise shiny, and he stood up when I entered, and he said, "I swear to God," he said, "well, Billy boy, I'll bet you don't know why you're here," and I said, "God, I surely don't," and he said, "well, I've brought you here because I think that you should be a saint." And I said, "God, I think you've got your wires crossed, because I don't think I'm good enough to be a saint. I drink too much and swear too much, and I sure like the ladies." And there was that time in PA when God just waved his hand and said, "Now none of that stuff matters. It's forgiven, and I'm sainting you so you can talk to all them sinners that you like to hang with, so that you can make them see the error of their ways and maybe get them all to stop their drinking and their whoring and their driving after drinking and their gambling and their dropping of the final G's on words." Well, what was I supposed to do? I couldn't tell the Lord my God I didn't want to be a saint, not after he had gone to all that trouble pulling me right up from Fort Qu'Appelle into the sky and talking to me face to face, smack dab inside his fancy schmancy office up in heaven. So I said, "All right, God, I will be your saint," and then the next thing that I knew, I was back down in Fort Qu'Appelle, but now I had this halo on my head, and while the glow was kind of handy finding my way down the hill, it sure did get me odd looks. But at least folks listened when I talked, or, well, they stared at me at least, which maybe isn't quite the same, but still. I can't be sure if any of them really stopped their drinking and their whoring and their driving after drinking and their dropping of the final G's on words, but that's all right, because God told me it was their own damn choice and not my fault if they just flat ignored my halo, because they all had free will. But there was a little something that he didn't say up front. See, it turns out now that I'm a saint that I am not allowed to go out drinking and a whoring and a driving after drinking, and so now the only fun that's left is dropping all my final G's, and frankly, that just don't make up for all the other stuff I used to do. My friends say now I ain't no fun, and I can't argue with them, because that's surely how I feel, but it don't make no never mind, because there ain't no way God is ever going to haul me back up to his fancy schmancy office in the sky for a quick haloectomy, at least not till I'm dead, and then I just as soon he didn't, because I'm worried my eternal home would be a mite too warm for comfort if that's what he did. But here's the goddamn, pardon the expression, truth. I liked myself better before I became a saint. Those hours were golden.